Hello, everyone. This is Our Feminism Project, and we're here to talk about why we believe feminism is not necessary in the USA today.
Feminism is a movement where women can gain specific rights that men have that women don't. Feminism was originally used for the right to vote and things like that, and we would not be the society today if we did not have feminism. Now it's 2019, and a woman has every single right a man has. So once a movement does what it wants to do, it needs to dissolve. Therefore, feminism does not have a purpose in our country right now.
The first topic we will be talking about today is the wage gap. The wage gap is a debunked myth that is still a very big thought of many people out there today. Many people still believe that women make less than men for the same jobs, but this is actually not the case. The wage gap is truly based on the average earning of a man a year and the average earning of a woman, but not for the same job. Since 1963, the Equal Pay Act of 1963 has made it illegal to pay women less for working the same jobs. This has made it so women and men have to make the same amount for the same jobs. But this two reasons men actually make more on average is because men are more likely to work more hours and also they are more likely to ask for promotions. Another thing is that they are actually more likely to graduate in higher-paying degrees. 9 out of the 10 highest-paying jobs are male-dominated. It is a choice to choose where you want to graduate. And this is not sexist at all because women can choose to graduate in whatever field they would also like.
So the next topic we're going to be talking about is the pink tax. The pink tax was also debunked. The reason why razors cost more for women than men is because of how women's razors need to cover over 18 times the surface area than men's razors. In order to accomplish this, it costs the companies more money to make women's razors, ultimately making it cost more than men's razors. In most cases, facial hair is much softer than leg hair, so the blade itself has to be better quality. In some cases, deodorant and other feminine hygiene products cost more than men because the estrogen and the female hormones require different chemicals, some being more expensive to mass produce and manufacture. In order for them to suit women's needs, according to statistics, 90% of women purchase more expensive deodorant on average because women care about their hygiene more than men.
Our final topic, and probably the most controversial, is rape culture. The words rape and rape culture are often slurred into different definitions when heavily talked about. This is a very emotional topic for people, so it's very easy to be misinformed. The idea of rape culture is that we live in a society or culture at large that supports and condones rape. People often believe that there's a rape culture in college campuses, and in far-left colleges, there's even classes about rape culture and marches to end it, except it's not real. People often treat rape like it's a very common thing, but in reality, according to the FBI, 1 in 1,900 women get raped in our country, and 0.01% of men are rapists. We castrate rapists and throw them in jail, and we absolutely do not live in a society that encourages rape or tolerates it. There are often false accusations that ruin a man's life. For instance, the most recent Brett Kavanaugh case, where Dr. Christine Ford accuses him of sexual assault. Each of the people that have gone forward have given zero evidence pointing towards Brett Kavanaugh's false accusations. If Kavanaugh didn't get confirmed, this teaches the left that all you need to do in order to destroy an innocent man is to pull out a couple of false accusations and they could get their way. To use this situation as a springboard in order to dictate that we live in a rape culture is intellectually disingenuous, and it does a great disservice to people who have actually been a victim to a horrible crime. Fake rape allegations do not punish the wicked, but only harm the good. The more this happens, the more it paints men with such a false brush. If this gets worse in the future, this will make men more scared talking to women, in fear that the littlest things that they say end up to a false accusation of rape. This is already happening now. Mothers are even fearing for their sons because of this.
It has become the societal norm to believe women are oppressed in the U.S., but we have statistics pointing towards men's oppression, 18 of them. 1. Men are 97% of combat fatalities. 2. Men pay 97% of all alimony. 3. Men make 94% of workplace suicides. 4. Men make up 93% of workplace fatalities. 5. Men make up 81% of all war deaths. 6. Men lose custody in 84% of divorces. 7. 29 percent of male first-time offenders were sentenced to custody. For women, that figure was 17%. 8. Men have a 62% chance of being bailed, while for women, the figure is 80%. And on average, men serve 53% of their sentence, but women serve 5% less than that. 9. 79% of all suicides are men.
10. 77% of homicide victims are men. 11. 89% of men will be the victim of at least one violent crime. 12. 61% of homeless people are men. 13. Men are over twice as victimized by strangers than women. 14. Boys face vastly more corporal punishments than girls. 15. Women's cancer receives 15 times more funding than men's. 16. At least 10% of all fathers are victimized of paternity fraud. 17. One-third of all fathers in the U.S. have lost custody of their children. Most are expected to pay this off. 18. 76% of domestic violence is against men. However, less than 1% of domestic violence shelter spaces are for men.
Because of all those reasons and all those statistics, we believe feminism is not needed in the U.S.